Duncan.
And I'm Papa.
And you're listening to Duncan and Papa.
That voice will haunt me for many years. All right, Duncan, what is your question for me today?
Does an elephant need to cut its toenails?
Oh, we're sticking with the toenails, eh? I see how it is.
Yep.
You're looking for the pen that I took from you?
No.
No. So does an elephant need to cut its toenails? I'm going to say no.
Why?
Because it doesn't go to fancy restaurants. Does an elephant wear socks?
No.
Does an elephant wear shoes?
No.
Who even cares, right? You just let the toenails grow and be comfy. Maybe they'll sort of trim themselves from the wear and tear of walking.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say no. But the question is, does an elephant need to cut its fingernails?
Yeah.
It does?
No. I was just saying yeah for what the question was.
Right. What it has to or it doesn't have to cut its toenails, but what about its fingernails?
Yes. Or maybe no, from spiky branches.
Do elephants have hands?
No.
Then do they have fingers?
No.
Then why do they have fingernails?
They don't.
Do they have legs?
Yes.
And toes?
Yes.
Then toenails, right?
Yeah.
So no fingernails, but yes, toenails.
Yeah.
I don't think they have to cut them. I think they wear just from the everyday walking about. What do you think?
Yeah, but do elephants even walk on their hands?
We're going backwards here. I don't think elephants have hands because they don't have arms. They just have legs. Elephants don't stand up and say, put her there, and shake your hand. I'm an elephant. What are you? They don't do that.
Yeah, they don't
do
that.
No, they have four legs. What color nail polish should an elephant put on?
Gray?
Yeah, really colorful lifestyle?
Yeah.
Okay. You ready for my question?
Yeah.
What is one new sport that you'd like to try learning and playing in the new year?
Tennis.
That was quick. Why tennis?
Or ping pong. I don't know which one. They're kind of the same.
They're similar in that you're holding a paddle or a racket and you're hitting a ball.
Yeah.
But why tennis? Does it have anything to do with a video game?
Oh, actually ping pong.
Ping pong, you want to learn to play?
Yeah, easy.
Okay, so we'll have to find a place that we can go and practice. I still have my paddle from my yesteryear of ping pong championship play. And we still have some balls in the basement. You have to get a paddle.
Yeah, do you want to see a good
He's walking away. He's running towards the drawers. He's digging through the junk that we've collected from McDonald's. What does he have? He has...
This is not from McDonald's.
This is a ping pong ball with an eyeball on it.
From Halloween.
Now, what should a ping pong ball not have in it?
A hole.
Yeah, there's a hole in that one. I think that one's just a decorative ball, and it doesn't bounce. That's okay, but I don't think we should hit that one.
Yeah, watch.
Just threw it across the room. He's running now, very carefully, in slippery socks. And he's coming back. He's going through the drawer again. I don't know what he's doing. Oh no, he has his ping pong game. What's that one? Yeah, that one might work. It has a smaller hole.
Yeah,
I have some real ones in the basement, though. That one's much thicker. Okay, come back. We're still podcasting. Come here.
I have to put it back.
He's cleaning up. He's going to turn on the game. I know he is. Oh, he dropped the ball. He's trying. Rachel's waiting to show me something on her phone. Duncan's making a mess. Okay, come back. No, don't play with toys. Come. So, ping pong, you want to learn to play?
Yeah.
Sounds like a deal.
Yeah.
I think that's good for today. It's been nice chatting with you. Should we do this again tomorrow?
Why, yes.
All right.
See ya. Bye-bye. I'm having a sleepover.
You are. See ya.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.